This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto. To keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Fried potatoes.
So can you send up?
We're that's good eating. To get I love me some. I don't like those cheese fries too much. I don't like curly fries too much. I just like regular French fries. They're good. They got a lot of salt on them. I need to be salted pretty good. And then you need to put the ketchup on them. Not any barbecue sauce, but if you don't have any ketchup, you can do barbecue sauce if you wanted to.
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me.
Careful.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Well, had enough of that? Probably. Good afternoon. Welcome to the March 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. There is no other place like Amini's. Yes, it was the best-kept secret in the St. Louis area till we came along and finally described to people what Amini's was all about. We'll talk about it after we introduce a couple of people to you, starting at the control board, which is where everything comes from. Without a control board, you just have a transmitter, and it goes through nothing, and nobody hears anything. And running that control board, they call him Control Board Man. I don't know who calls him that, but somebody calls him that. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, we would like you to get
what
a second opinion
with our friends, Mark
and Jason. What?
Do you need to have a current advisor or can you call them anyway?
No, you do not have to have a current advisor, but if you do and you're not happy, then we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
All right, Dan.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a message from the public. They've had enough. Okay, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody, and I like the way Peon just kept going.
That's right.
Over the years, he's learned. Just keep it moving. Don't let him ruin your segment. Just keep it moving. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hanging.
Well, yeah, I can do it, but I think people are tired of it.
What?
Oh, that boy has a Carl request. You want me to? He wants to hear Carl say what?
Cheese.
Okay.
Cheese.
Oh, brother.
It doesn't work, Red Boy. It just, that word alone, it just doesn't work. Okay?
He's obsessed with cheese.
Yes, he is.
I'm obsessed with polka music. I think we all are. I think we'd all agree it's our favorite music. Performing it like no one else, Bruce Limpress in the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Bruce is telling me they're thinking of hiring a female to bring into the band. Yeah.
Real.
Dottie. They're going to call it Polka Dottie. I think it's stupid.
Brother.
Yeah, don't do it, Bruce. It's stupid. It's the all-boy orchestra, okay? I say keep it that way. Keep it the all-boy orchestra. Brought to you by Amini's. The joke will be brought to you by Thompson Price. Oh, that's right. Two sponsors. No waiting. Outdoor. Let's talk about patio furniture for a second, okay? Several years ago, we bought a little condo at Lake of the Ozarks, and it wasn't a great big place, but it had a really nice screened-in porch. So then you need, you know, porch furniture, patio furniture. So we bought this, I thought it was wicker. And we realized later it was some synthetic stuff that started snapping and peeling. And over the winter, when it got real cold, it would just break. And these dozens and dozens of curly white shavings were laying on. The thing was just disintegrating, falling apart. It held together about maybe two seasons. And then we literally ended up throwing it in dumpsters. Just the table, the chairs, I think the cushions didn't do us any good anymore. Sometimes it really does pay to get quality. It's tough to do. You go, man, I can get patio furniture for less than that. Yes, you can. Junk is always cheap. Junk's never expensive, but it's junk. They don't sell any junk at Amini's. They sell first-class, high-quality stuff, including their patio furniture. They have 100 different models of patio furniture. Some with back, some with no back, arms, no arms, little chaise lounges, swivel or stationary patio chairs, you know, 100, most of it in stock. And then they have the only Tommy Bahama outdoor gallery in St. Louis. If you know anything about Tommy Bahama stuff, first of all, I love that they have a clothing. I have Tommy Bahama shirts. They're great vacation shirts. They're great, you know, if you want to go out to dinner and you don't look like a bum, but you don't want to dress up. If you wear a Tommy Bahama shirt, ooh, you know, that's okay. That's close enough to being dressed nice. But they have the outdoor gallery, and they're the only people that have it. And just like the Tommy Bahama clothing, it's really nice stuff. The kind of thing you're going to get years and years and years. Here, what's worse in terms of buyer's remorse? Thinking, boy, oh boy, we paid more for this stuff that lasted 20 years. I wish we hadn't done that. Or, I don't care what I paid for this other thing. It was garbage and it didn't last. And we had to throw it away and end up buying something else anyway. There have been many more times in my life when I regretted buying crap than when I regretted, I don't think I've ever regretted, buying something nice. You know, if I'd wait. We didn't have a bedroom set in our house for, I think it was 12 years. I mean, we didn't have a bedroom. We had a mattress and a frame, and box springs and a frame. No headboard, no dresser. We waited till we could get a really nice bedroom set. So I say if you're going to buy patio furniture, don't make a decision until you look and see what Amini's has, and they have a lot. American-made, a lot of great American-made outdoor furniture, too. They have synthetic wicker and cast aluminum, wrought iron cushions, so you get the idea. Outdoor heaters, that's a big deal now. The outdoor heaters, the fire pits, and the chat groups, and the outdoor sofas. Check it out. $2 million in stock. That's just the in-stock inventory and patio furniture at Amini's. And, of course, there's Jaffe lighting and the pinball machines and the pool table and shuffleboard and all that other great stuff. A selection of handmade and machine-made area rugs like nobody else has. Amini's, under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. They've had that same phone number forever. Remember when we did the old Jefferson 6 for the old phone numbers and we looked up Laclede Cab?
Oh, yeah.
Had that same number like 60, 70 years ago. Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Bill.
How you doing?
Great, Bill. Great. Thanks.
Well, an Arby's customer in Asheville, North Carolina discovered a 38-inch curly fry in his bag.
Whoa.
What's that? Yeah, well, that's how you know when our eating habits are out of control and people are using their fast food to jump rope.
Oh, real.
A big curly fry. And in 2004, I should say the 2004 World Series of Poker champion has been arrested in a prostitution ring.
Ooh.
Yeah, he had a full house, but now his wife and kids have moved out.
Oh, I see what he did. Poker humor.
That's right. And the government budget cuts apparently won't stop the annual White House Easter festivities. They'll do that Easter egg roll thing. Although now, since the time to top this year, the kids are going to have to get their photo taken with the Easter gerbil.
Oh, boy, scaling down.
And some new research shows that the early British may have been cannibals.
What?
Told me I had to eat my British food my whole life. I consider being a cannibal, too.
Yeah.
Finally, this afternoon.
See what he did? He backed it off. He subdued the humor level so that he could come both barrels blazing.
Right, yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
This is going to be mad.
Yeah, I'm using a brand new iPhone this afternoon. I thought maybe it was the phone.
No.
Problem.
No,
it's
crystal
me.
Clear.
Okay.
Crystal
clear. Well, several family members got into trouble the other day, causing a bit of a scene fighting on board an airplane. And word is they all had a lot of emotional baggage. And no surprise here, American Airlines lost every piece of it.
Oh, man. Even emotional baggage.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KQRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I should have written all these down and made a little booklet of them. My wife-isms, things my wife says that don't make sense. She did it yesterday. We live in the woods, all right? We live in the woods, and I hate any kind of having somebody come out to trim anything. And we're in the woods. I don't care anything about the appearance of our yard. We don't really have a yard. But she's starting to tell me that there are a couple of trees that are going to smother a bush or something. And she said, her exact words, she says, those trees are over-empowering those bushes.
Over-empowering?
Over-empowering.
Wow.
And again, as I always do, and I try to be gentle about it. I always say the same thing. I say, what did you say? And she says, they're over-empowering. I said, you mean they're overpowering? You know what I meant. You know what I meant.
What was the one that she said the other day?
Oh, man, I don't remember. It was a great one, though.
Oh, it was a classic.
I should write them down.
Yes,
like
you
I
should.
Say, I should write them down. I don't know if you saw on the news, you see the footage of that nut. Let me tell you, that as much as I am a big Second Amendment guy, I do believe there are some people who should not have a gun anywhere near them. And the perfect example of that was this guy in the pickup truck who followed these two teenagers for 40 minutes. Did you see this video yet on TV?
No.
It's on the news, all of news today, because he and his wife, they're being charged with all kinds of assault. They got all kinds of assault charges against them. These two teenagers, teenage boys, cut him off in traffic. So he gets mad and he follows them for 40 minutes till he can finally, they stop. He gets out, goes over, opens the door, and punches one of these kids. Well, the other kid comes out of the truck. His buddy comes out of the truck. They beat the daylights out of this guy, quite frankly, he deserved it. It's road rage. I don't care if the kids cut him off or not. I don't think his life was in danger. So he's in the truck with his wife. He gets out, goes after the two teenage boys. They proceed to bloody him up, punch him. She goes to the truck and hands him a gun, handgun. He fires one shot, doesn't hit him. They get in the truck and take off. He follows him again. Follows them again, and catches up with them wherever they go, and then puts a hole through their windshield or something. Here's the perfect example of a hothead road rage guy who shouldn't have a gun. But to me, the funniest part of it was they showed his mugshot. Man, he got a black eye, and these kids they gave him a Cisco treatment. They laid it on him, boy. They did. And that's what you deserve. Don't follow somebody for 40 minutes. Let it go. Shake it off. They cut you off. You're not hurt. Let it go. Don't flip people off. Don't follow people. Don't do any of that. It's not worth it. You screw your whole life up doing that stuff. New Secret Service head. The head of the Secret Service is now Julia Pearson. She's 53. I'm sexist. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way, because I know that'll be somebody's reaction. Well, I am. And it just is, it's odd to me to think of Secret Service, even though I know there are women in the Secret Service, to think of the head of Secret Service as a woman. And I know that's sexist, and I'm sorry, but she's got great credentials, and I'm sure she's going to do a fine job. You ever notice, though, when the president is in the Oval Office and they do that little press conference thing where I'm announcing today, I'm naming so-and-so. Every time they name anybody to head an agency, this person has the greatest credentials in the world. Single time is a story to colorful history, a great credibility, integrity. Anybody who's ever worked with him or her knows that over the years, blah, 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 they're always the greatest. Okay, just move on with it. Make her the head of the Secret Service, and I don't know that we need to hear all that. Do you guys remember how many people are in the Secret Service, employed by the Secret Service?
No.
I would guess.
Take a guess.
10,000.
Wow.
Oh, heck no. 3,200.
I was going to say 3,200.
Well, Dan, you were exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, you were going to say. Why didn't you say?
I didn't have a chance to. Now,
all of those aren't like the people you see in the suits at the White House. That's only that makes up about 1,200 of them or something that are uniformed agents, if you want to call that a uniform. The rest are administrative people. But 3,200 people in the Secret Service. And I would imagine that's going to be very tough for her. There'll be sort of snide little whispering as she walks by, and she'll have to go, I'm sorry, what agent, what did you say? Did you say? There'll be a lot of that. You know there will be. But
you know their phones will be bugged.
Well, you got to wonder, if you're in the Secret Service,
you'd have to think everything is
because your job is to do exactly what they may be doing to you.
Yeah. Like,
they're watching your every move. I guess I understand this. Remember Chris Dorner, the guy that was on the loose in California?
Oh, yeah.
And then he held up in some cabin, and they burned it down, and he shot himself.
Sure.
Remember that guy?
That's a huge story.
Yeah, he's a former cop. They've taken all the reward money back. They're not going to pay, because they say the wording was, and remember there were two housekeepers that were tied up and got loose.
Yes.
And called the cops.
Essentially why they found them.
Exactly. That was the key. And they're sitting back expecting $1.2 million in reward money, and the city of Riverside, California, and this was it was several different agencies and private individuals that together had put together this pool. It came up to $1.2 million. Everybody's taken it now off the table and pulled back, because they said the wording was for the arrest and conviction of Dorner. Well, let me tell you something. What's the difference in if you can stop a guy from killing more people with your tip? Who cares if he was killed, arrested, or convicted? I think this is low. I do.
I do, too.
I think this is ridiculous. In other words, well, if we hadn't had to kill him, we'd pay you. But we had to kill him, so you don't get any money. Thanks for the tip.
Well, it's like, how can we get out of this? Because we're going to have to pay those people where we destroyed their truck.
Well, no. You know, that's the other thing. They're not paying them either.
Yeah.
Remember, the cops shot that truck up of those people, and they are not replacing their truck. Now, to me, that's flat out wrong.
Yeah.
You could have killed me thinking I was Dorner. I'm not even a man. I'm not even black. I'm a white woman. And you shot my vehicle up, and you're not going to buy me a new vehicle? I don't see how that is possible.
I don't either.
So no reward, no new vehicle. I don't get it. I found this very interesting. Tell me when you think toilet paper, as we know it, sterile, clean toilet paper, was actually put into service in this country.
Wow.
Now, Peon and I are real big on this because we don't use we use wipes. That's
right.
That's another topic that we've covered, and we'll do it again another time.
I would say in the 1920s.
I have no idea.
Dan, you are practically a genius. 1920s. Unbelievable.
Wow.
In the 1920s, quilted Northern made its debut. It was the first, it says it was the first sterilized toilet paper. So I guess there was toilet paper, but it wasn't sterile. It wasn't clean.
Sterilized?
Yeah.
You got any toilet paper?
Yeah, but it's not sterilized. Yeah.
Here, I just used this. Used barely a little bit.
Now get this. In the 30s, they also introduced their first, I'm not making this up, splinter-free toilet paper.
Oh.
You know, there's nothing worse than splinters in toilet paper.
Yeah, I'll
thank goodness for splinter-free toilet paper in the 1930s.
Honey, can you get the needle? I got a splinter.
Yeah, where'd you get it? From that toilet paper. Now, in the 60s, they launched a two-ply paper. Oh, that's a lot better, two-ply. And the latest, the Quilted Northern Ultra Plush, has been introduced now. It's the only three-ply paper with an inner luxe layer for added absorbency.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Added absorbency.
Oh, yeah. And the spokesperson for the company says people are willing to spend more for, you know, high-quality toilet paper. Bathroom tissue is one of those things that you're not willing to trade off in quality. You don't want cheap. Well, like the station here, I don't use our toilet paper because I don't do that here. I'll hold that for home. But I guarantee you it's that cheapest of the cheap paper. You know what I'm talking about? Horrible.
One-ply.
Yeah. If you held it up and sneezed, it would shred.
You have to fold it over like 12 times to even feel.
Like 86 squares to really make it what it ought to be. We have a really stupid guy in Riverside, California. He's 22 years old. He is in critical condition and probably deserves to be in Southern California. He was flying a kite using a moving car. He was sitting on the trunk of a car and had his buddy driving so he could fly the kite from the trunk of the car.
Yeah. I think I saw the video for this on the news.
He fell off the car on the pavement, hit his head. Well, you know what? Do not do that.
Yeah.
Don't fly a kite from the car. It's March. This is kite month. You use the wind. You don't make wind by driving a car. And this last little bit of information. Well, you know what? I don't have time for this. I'll save this. We'll save it for another time.
Yeah, we have a joke sponsor.
We have a joke sponsor, too, and our joke sponsor is Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. That's another example of you don't want to go the cheap route. You don't want to do the sort of cosmetic, well, it looks like a nice kitchen, but then when you look past the surface, it's really not a great kitchen at all. The appliances are second rate. They're what I call basic cheap motel room type appliances and furnishings and countertops. If you're going to do a kitchen that's going to give you great service, great looks, and that you're going to look at and use for many, many, many years, you're going to want to do it right. You want a complete remodel. And Thompson Price, that's what they do. They completely transform your kitchen or your bathroom into something that you thought you were going to have to get a new house to get. You thought you'd have to buy a whole new home to get something this quality. In fact, you can't find a new house out there that would have the kitchen or the bathroom that Thompson Price is going to put together for you. And you know why? Because this is going to be custom made for you. Every single thing about it is based on your family, your lifestyle, how much you do or don't cook, how much you do or don't entertain, how long you're going to live there, who's going to live in the house with you. There's no home builder that can know all that about you. So you can't buy a new house unless you build it and bring Thompson Price and his people in on the building. Now, then you could do it that way. So if you're ready for a new kitchen, new bathroom, if you're doing a home entertainment room, think about the cabinetry. Very important. This is where they come in. Thompson Price. They have a showroom in DePere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, in with TJ Maxx next to McAllister's Deli. ThompsonPrice.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, one of these old people jokes that I love to do because I get to do my old man voice. So Lester turns 92. It's his birthday. And every year, his best friend Elmer surprises him with a special birthday present. And Lester never knows what's coming from Elmer. So there's a knock at the door. Lester goes to the door. He opens the door. And here is a stunning, stunning, drop-dead gorgeous woman in her late 20s. And she has on a cape. And it's like a superwoman outfit. And on the chest, in her huge, well-endowed chest, are the letters SS. It's like Superman, but it's two S's. And Lester opens the door. It's his 92nd birthday. He stares at her and he says, "Can I help you?" She says, "Are you Lester, the birthday boy?" "What?" She says, "Are you Lester, the birthday?" "Yes, I'm Lester, and yes, it's my birthday today. Who are you?" She says, "I am Serena. Super Sex Serena." "What does that mean?" "It means that your friend Elmer has hired me, and he sent me over. And I am here on your 92nd birthday to offer you some super sex." He says, "I'll take the soup."
Let's see if things are getting any better traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Okay.
Did you go order the soup, Tim?
That was great. Wasn't expecting that one. Let's see here. That accident that was on westbound 64 at Ballast, now only the right lane is blocked, but they're getting ready to wrap that thing up. Traffic was jammed up. Westbound 64 was already slow. Kings Highway through McCausland. You're jammed up now from Highway 170 out through Ballast and then Long Road to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're running slow now from Missouri Bottom to New Florence. And southbound 270, getting slightly better. You're slow south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. On northbound 170, you're going to find stop-and-go traffic from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Westbound 70, the normal slowdown now between 270 to just a little bit west of the Earth City Expressway. After that, it opens up to the Plantet Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. Find an Allstate agent at Allstate.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for a quickie without any consequences, it's Steve Cochran and the Morning Quickie, weekdays at 10. Franco Pinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upward, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You can lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Planning a trip? Planning a family vacation? How about corporate travel? Look no further than Altair Travel and Cruises. They've booked us once again on a trip of a lifetime down the Danube River. We'll be taking a bunch of KTRS listeners come July. But for you, how about joining us on a spring training trip down to Jupiter, Florida to check out the Cardinals? Maybe you're planning a family trip of your own. Maybe you have some corporate travel in the future. You can go online and try and book all these things yourself. good luck to you. It's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you more aggravation, and you're not going to have a good time. Or you can call Altair Travel at 314-968-9600. They will make sure you have a great time. They'll take care of everything. All you have to worry about is how much fun you're going to have. They're next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com. For all of your travel arrangements, there's one company, Altair Travel and Cruises.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
We're taking our show on the road, and PM Barbecue is moving down the road. You've heard all about the award-winning barbecue at PM Barbecue. Come taste it for yourself. There is this queso dip that they've created at PM Barbecue. You stop by, eat it with some chips. You tell me in person if you are not blown away. PM Barbecue, the new location, Edison and Long. And the Kilcoyne Show will be there this Thursday from noon to 3, the Martin Kilcoyne Show, live at the new location for PM Barbecue. We'll see you on Thursday.
Daniel's riding tonight on the train.
Yeah, this is my, on a plane, I think.
On the plane, you're
yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Daniel
is traveling tonight on a plane.
This is my song that Elton John wrote.
Yeah, for you?
For me, yeah.
I didn't
really?
Know that.
Yeah.
I was wondering who Daniel was. It's you.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Evans is not with us because he's traveling tonight.
I know how you feel.
He's on a plane.
He's on a plane. And it's called slacking. I call it lack of work ethic and slacking. You could book the trip any time of the day, and you book it when you're supposed to be on the air here. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Taking money from another station and missing shows on our station.
Got a pocket full of cash right now, coming back from a station where they just loaded him up with cash, counting their money, slighting us. Well, I guess not everybody works as hard as we do. And that's the problem the three of us have. We expect
the
other
same
people.
Output, yeah.
Exactly. The same kind of hard work and dedication. I guess we're just a little too tough on people. If he had been with us, he'd be brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home, and he will be tomorrow when he's back. If you would like to jump in here, we actually have a few minutes where we could talk about anything you want to. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is your time. You can open it up to whatever you want, whatever topic, subject, ask a question, whatever you want. This just hit me. Open mic. What do you think?
Open mic. They're not really using a microphone, though.
It's like a phone.
Open phones. Open phone lines.
How about phone lines? So you're
open
on
phone
line.
Lines. That's what we call it. And taking advantage of the open phones is Ron. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Back in the early 80s, my wife taught down in Greenville, Missouri, which is just north of Poplar Bluff, about 140 miles.
Okay.
She had two students in high school. Their dads left every morning at 4 a.m., drove to Farmington, got on a van full of 12 other people, drove to McDonnell Douglas every day.
You know what? Since you said it, that's where my buddy in Owensville worked, McDonnell Douglas. It wasn't I thought it was supposed to dispatch. It was McDonnell Douglas. So how long in time each day back and forth was that? Each way?
It was all two lane back then and 55 miles an hour. So to get down to Poplar Bluff, it was a good 3 hours. So it was about 2.5 hours every day.
Holy, each way?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
But the thing is, back then, McDonnell Douglas would send out vans, and they'd have 10 or 15 vans in the parking lot, kind of like share a ride type deal.
Right, and you just drop your car off, jump in the van.
Yeah, they drive to Farmington every morning, get in the van, sleep for another hour and a half on the way here, and she said they get home at 7:30 every night.
You know what? I don't care. Even though you get on the van and take a nap, that is still a lot of time on the road, 5 hours.
It's a long way.
Well, your story wins. So far, you're the winner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she had two students that did that, and I thought, wow, that's out of his mind. All right, Mike's not here, so see you.
Filling in with the C for Mike Evans. CW is here. Hello, CW.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
AM and PM.
Thank you. I remember you called before because I remember your accent.
Yeah, I talked to you all on Dr. Doug's show there.
Yeah, you sure did. What can we? Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's contagious. What can we do for you today?
You know, here a while back, you said something. There was a lady that, John Carney, interviewed, and at the end of her sentences, she always went up like this, and everything she said, and you talked about how annoying it got.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That you got a fella on your station that does that a lot. That Martin Kilcore.
Yeah.
That's him, Kilcore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I guess he's an all right fella, but boy.
He's really not. He's really not. He's not very nice.
So. He's a sports guy. Most of the sports guys.
You know how they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's awful heavy on sports on that show, and like I say, after you listen to him a while, they just that's. I don't know, kind of gets on your nerves once in a while. Maybe it's just me.
No, you need to let him know that. We love feedback. That's how we know whether we're doing something right or wrong. Yep. You need to just contact him.
Okay.
All right.
And, hey, you was going to tell a joke about the three cowboys out west, and one of them died, and the other two was going to have to bury him.
I was?
Yeah, he said you might tell it. I mentioned it to you the other day.
Well, I have a very bad memory. Give me more to go on than one die. What's the? Give me more.
One of the guys, I don't know what how to do it without giving it away.
Hmm. That's a dilemma.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. The prayer.
Yeah,
you know what? I know here. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm going to write it down right now. I'm making notes so that this week, maybe tomorrow even, got it. I know exactly what you're talking about. CW, I will do it for you tomorrow.
All right, I'll be listening if I can.
Well, I know you will be. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, sir.
Now, don't ever change the way you talk either, all right?
Well, I seem to try, but it don't have much luck.
Well, trust me, it's not working if you're trying to change it, all right? Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
I love the way that guy did. Yeah. You know who he reminds me of? The guy on our trip that travels with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crap.
Chuck?
Yes.
Chuck, yeah.
Chuck. He sounds like Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck's one of our regular travelers. We'll take another one here before we have to break away and say goodbye. I think that would be John. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine, but that guy making fun of the way other people talk? Hey, real quick, when you were talking earlier about the that feller out there in California, the cop killer, Dorner?
Yeah.
I read that they did buck up and get the ladies, who I think were Mexican, a new truck.
When did you read that? Very recently? Because as of just...
I thought it was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but as of about 4 days ago, the article I saw said that had fallen through. And there were all kinds of issues. Somebody didn't want to pay taxes. I don't know. It was... they had made an arrangement with a Ford dealer, but then something about the whole thing got screwed up.
I didn't worry that much.
They were going to make them pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
And I think it was earnings tax, too, because it was a gift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they ought to just replace their truck. That's it. Case closed.
Hey,
you shouldn't have to pay a dollar.
Did you see how many bullets they fired at that thing?
Oh, my God. They Swiss cheesed it.
Yeah.
It was. I can't believe they didn't get killed.
That hit the house, that hit the tree, that hit, I mean... hundreds of shots.
They need to go back to the range.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think that's clarification is they weren't two cleaning ladies after all, from what they said that it was actually a couple that owned the house.
Really?
They rented it out, but they were cleaning it up after somebody had moved out.
Oh, okay.
Or they went to clean it when Dorner was there because somebody was going to rent it.
Either way, they deserve a truck.
Either way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's
I agree with you, John. Thank you for the call.
All right, have a great night.
You too. Have a great night. All right. Saw the TV commercial last night for the inserts, the shoe inserts that you can buy in the grocery store. You know the ones I'm talking about. You all know I'm talking about. And I'm sure that's a fine company. But the guy on the TV commercial is talking about how, you know, he had this pain and neck pain or whatever it was, and he sticks this thing in his shoe, and wow, everything is wonderful. And maybe that's true, and maybe that could happen. But here's the difference between that and what Goodfeet sells at the Goodfeet stores. You got a very limited selection, and you have nobody personally helping you figure out what your problem is with your feet and why it's causing you pain, either in your feet or somewhere else. It's just a rack or a machine, and you stand on something, and electronically it goes, boop, here's the one you need, number 12. There's a big difference in that and going into the Goodfeet store and having somebody who knows what they're doing ask you what's hurting you, and then having you take your shoe off, you leave your sock on. You people with ugly feet, good news, you get to leave your sock on. I'm serious. That's like a big deal because some people have really bad feet. And then you step down on it's like carbon paper, and they have an imprint. They can see that you're putting way too much pressure, let's say, on your heel or on the ball of your foot, or you have weird arches or whatever. And it's just not... It's not what the imprint should look like. So they're going to alter the way you stand and walk, and it's... simply a matter of putting the right insert in, the right one, not just any one, but the right one. And they have literally hundreds of different configurations to choose from, so there's a very good chance they're going to be able to shift slightly, make just enough of a change in the way you stand and walk that pain could very well go away. Happens for lots of people. I hope it happens for you. That's it. You're going to Goodfeet. You don't need an appointment. And they... take an impression of your foot, and then you walk around the store, and if you like what you feel, which is
absence of pain, then you're done. You're out of there, and you're very, very happy because you thought you were going to have surgery or be on pain medication or whatever, and now you realize that is not the case. You find their locations on their website. It is goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's get another look at traffic. Airborne with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, we've got a new incident. Now it's on northbound 170 just after Ladue. An accident blocking the left lane has traffic backed up all the way to 64, and that right lane on westbound 64 is jamming back from about McCausland. Now, you are slow between Hampton and McCausland. They've cleared that accident at Spady, so everything is thinned out between 170 out through 270, but you are slow through Mason, and you're going to find some slow pockets as you go out through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 is just a little off the pace between Olive and 64, but then you start getting bumper-to-bumper traffic through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, it's looking much better. You're slow now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. On, westbound 70, it's just slow now between 270 and the Earth City Expressway, and then opens up after that. To the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try pasta at Bread Company for dinner tonight, like the creamy tortellini alfredo, pesto sacchettini, or the rustic penne bolognese. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the ballpark, next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
The Big JCPenney Easter Sale features 20% off select women's dresses and much more. Hurry into JCPenney for some of their lowest prices of the season.
Well, this has been a pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow. We hope you'll be with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Nothing left to say except have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.